So happy Mothering Sunday, everybody. And when we're thinking about Mothering Sunday, we're thinking about mothering, which is how we care. So thank you to our mums, but also it's bigger than that. It's about how we care for one another. At school this week, we were talking about mothering, and my boy said to me, but what does mothering mean? So I said, it's about the way that we care, because mothering is about nurture. And sorry, children, do you want to come and sit back over here? I think that might be easier. Come and sit back over here. We'll leave the boxes where they are, and we'll come and sit down. Okay, so it's about nurturing. It's about how we care. It's about training and guidance and loving and compassion. It's about leading people the right way to go, but it's about caring and looking after them. And so we do that in so many different ways. And I know that Mothering Sunday can be a tricky day for a lot of people, but it is about care for everybody. And when we are listening to the history of Mothering Sunday, we're learning about the idea of the Mother Church. And the Mother Church has historically planted daughter churches. And then the Mother Church would care for those churches. The people in those churches would look after all their members. Like a family, the church is a family. And we're supported and loved by a family. So mothering is bigger than just one day. It's about caring for everybody all of the time. And the children picked up on servanthood, being a server, looking after others that way. And in our play, they were thinking of all the jobs that their mums do for them. I think we could have had more, but we ran out of boxes. So it's about what people do selflessly. So it's a selfless love as well. And we were also looking at the readings this week. So the readings that we've chosen are about the widow at Zarephath. So this lady has been in a famine, like the whole country had been, for about 3.5 years. She's out looking for twigs and sticks to make her fire, to make the last meal, and then she's going to lay down and die with her son. That's what she says to Elijah when he comes along and asks her to get him some water, and then asks if she can get him some bread. And she says, but it's the last bread, it's all we have. And when we've eaten this, we're going to die. But she gives it to him anyway, a real act of service, of servanthood. Selfless love, giving of the last bit that she has. And the promise that Elijah gives us is that throughout the rest of the famine, until the first rains come, that she will be blessed. She will have enough food. And she trusts him, and God blesses her. But it all comes out of her servant heart, trusting God and serving others. In our second story, we've got Simon's mother-in-law, sick in bed with a fever, which would have been very dangerous in those times. There was no medicine that you would take that would suddenly make you better. You risked death. But when Jesus hears that she's sick, he comes in, he takes her hand, and he takes her out of bed. And immediately, it tells us, she got up and served everyone. Well, I don't know about you, but when I've not been well, the last thing I would want to do, even when I'm beginning to recover, is to start cooking food and serving other people. But her first thought is that that's what she must do. She serves others. It comes out of a selfless heart, as all love does. And when we're thinking of something that Jesus did, when he was with the Last Supper, his last meal, he washes the disciples' feet, and he tells them they need to be servants. We all do. And his final act of sacrifice was a servant to us, selfless love. And so today, when we're thinking of our mothers and all those we love and care for, grandparents, aunties, uncles, special friends, all those people who mean something to us and beyond, because remember, our church is a family. And so when we're mothering, we are looking for those people in our church who need that extra bit of care. So this week, let's think about those in our community, in our church community, in our work community, that need to see some of that selfless love that we learn about in the Bible and that Jesus demonstrates for us. Amen.